Welcome back to Scripture Adventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. We're wrapping up our Gridiron and Grace series today, and I can't think of a better way to close it out than talking about something every athlete and every believer longs for: the winning spirit. In football, winning isn't just about points on the board. It's about heart, grit, and the drive to finish strong. From the first whistle to the final seconds on the clock, teams fight for victory. Fans live for those nail-biter endings when the whole stadium is on its feet and you can feel the energy of hope and determination. But when it comes to our walk with Christ, winning looks a little different. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 and 25, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it." Every athlete exercises self-control in all things they do to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one. Friend, the prize we're running toward isn't a trophy that gathers dust or a championship banner that fades over time. You see, our victory is eternal life with Christ, and that changes how we play the game of life. Paul uses that same picture again in 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8, when he says, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." Those words stir me, because Paul wrote them knowing his time on earth was almost finished. Yet he wasn't defeated, he was victorious. He knew the winning spirit comes not from never stumbling, but from faithfully finishing. In football, a winning spirit shows up in the fourth quarter when the team is tired, the scoreboard is tight, and the outcome is on the line. It's pressing on when your body wants to quit. It's believing victory is still possible even when the odds seem stacked against you. Spiritually, the winning spirit is perseverance. It's refusing to give up on your faith even when life is hard, when prayers feel unanswered, even when you feel like the underdog. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." Here is the good news. In Christ, victory is already secured. We don't fight for victory, we fight from victory. Jesus declared it on the cross when he said, "It is finished." That is the ultimate scoreboard moment. The enemy thought he had won, but 3 days later, the tomb was empty and Jesus walked out alive. That's the kind of victory no rival can ever take away. So let me ask you, what does running your race with a winning spirit look like right now in your season of life? Are there places where you've been tempted to give up, but God is calling you to press on? And how can you encourage your teammates in faith to keep running, even when it gets hard? Here's a prayer prompt for this week. Ask God to strengthen your perseverance, to renew your hope, and to remind you of the eternal prize he has promised. Pray that you will run your race with a winning spirit, fixing your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Football seasons come and go. Championships are won and lost, but the victory Christ gives us endures forever. So keep running, keep fighting, keep believing, because in him, the victory is truly already yours. Before we wrap up, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being with me and for being patient through my love of football and faith. I know not everyone listening is a sports fan, but I hope these stories and analogies still gave you something to hold on to, something to strengthen your faith and deepen your relationship with Christ. That's the real win. And remember, keep seeking the wisdom of God like silver and searching for it like hidden treasures. I'll see you next week.